This is Jay Sekulow. It's the Constitution's Article 1, Section 7, Clause 2 and 3, and it gives the president the authority to veto.
My brother-in-law had multiple myeloma, and they grew stem cells from his own fat in his belly, and he is now in remission.
The adult stem cells are much more useful than much of the press would have us believe.
There is no need to kill babies to cure life.
Egg and sperm unite, create an embryo, human life in its origin. Full chromosomal complement, every gene and chromosome that is present in you and I. This embryo begins to divide, stem cells are harvested from it, the embryo dies. It can't be more simple than that.
We're talking one vote. Harry Reid only needs one vote to override a veto.
There you have it. That's from the last couple of days on the broadcast. I said in the beginning that this is going to be a battle of battles, and it's coming down to a vote. And at least on the Senate side, there's only a one-vote margin there, and the veto that the president has said he will issue could well be placed in jeopardy, could be overridden. There's about 15 or 16 in the United States House of Representatives. That sounds like a better margin, and it is a little bit better margin. The difficulty is, quite frankly, and this is just the nature of what we're having to deal with, is the difficulty is that those margins, because of the way the coalitions and caucuses are set up, could really change very quickly. I got a couple of calls yesterday on the broadcast, people asking where exactly is it in the Constitution that the president has the authority to veto. And if you go to Article 1, Section 7 of the United States Constitution, Clauses 2 and 3, it talks about the power of the presidency. And particularly in that section and in that discussion, there is a uniform understanding, and it has been since our founding, that the president has the authority, of course, to sign legislation. He has 10 days to review it. And if you've got our book, Foundations of Freedom, it's on page 12. If it says, if he approves the bill, he shall sign it. But if not, he shall return it with the objections to that house in which it shall have originated noted. And those objections, of course, become the veto. That's the way that this works. So when you look at the situation, that's what we're talking about. The president's authority under Article 1, Sections 7, Clauses 2 and 3 of the United States Constitution. Look, folks, we're looking at a veto here that's realistic. It's going to be coming any day. There is another aspect of this that's very important for you to understand, to understand the particular nature of what we're talking about here on the life issue. And this is a story that's originating, and this one's unbelievable, folks, and this is going to really get you going. It's out of Sarasota, Florida, and a Florida county, Sarasota County, is backing $8 million of bond financing for Planned Parenthood. Bond financing from Planned Parenthood to build an abortion clinic backed by the county of Sarasota. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. An unbelievable move here. We want to know what you have to say about this. This is a very, very troubling development from this Florida county, Sarasota, major area. We've got lawyers down there that is doing this.
Just listen about this, folks. $8 million bond from the city, from the county commission of Sarasota, Florida, to build a 22,795 square foot abortion facility right in a main street in Sarasota, Florida. A 22,000 square feet abortion facility paid for with a county bond for $8 million.
Folks, do you think that's what the nature of your taxpayer dollars should be going? Do you think the president should veto the bill that's going to be coming now on stem cell? What about this county situation in Florida? More moves by Planned Parenthood. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. I want to know what you have to think about this. And folks, next week, by the middle of the week, we are expecting movement on the lobbying bill. So a lot going on in Washington, D.C. By the way, as I mentioned previously, we're building up our staff in Washington because of this. The nature of this onslaught is really unbelievable. 1-800-684-3110. Should the president issue a veto? Should the people in Sarasota County speak out and say, I don't want my government funding backing bonds for Planned Parenthood to build an abortion facility? They're not even denying that it's an abortion facility. At the same time, folks, we've heard now from 75,000 of you in support of life to make sure that there's a veto of the stem cell bill and that veto is staying in place to not be overridden. If you haven't done so, we want you to do it today. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to our petition for life. In the light of everything going on, we need your help on that, or ACLJ.org.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
It rings of Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, I'm Logan.
And I'm Chili.
And we're excited to talk to you about LoganShow.com. You might be saying, I was there yesterday. Well, you know what? Something has changed.
Yes, we are constantly taking it from amazing to ridiculously amazing.
That's true. We update the site every day. And you might be saying, Logan, you know, what else is so good about LoganShow.com? Well, how about now that you can watch brand new and old episodes of The Logan Show on demand right on your computer? You can watch The Logan Show 48 times a day if you really wanted to. However, I don't encourage it.
And I know you Chili fans have been wanting to ask me some questions. Well, guess what? Now there's an Ask Chili Q&A page.
That's not all. You can enter to win Logan's iPod.
Sir, who are you?
Gotta go.
Okay. Also, there's a Logan Show fan quiz and our new interactive forum where me, Chili, and all of you Logan Show fans can talk. Yes, you are not alone.
I sit at my computer all day hitting refresh, just hoping for someone to talk to. So please, come by for the experience of a lifetime, and so Chili is not lonely.
Come see me and Chili at LoganShow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Planned Parenthood getting bond backing from Sarasota, Florida for the construction of an abortion clinic. And a bond issue is going to go forward out of Sarasota, Florida, folks. I mean, you're talking about unbelievable. This is exactly what's happening. Also, interestingly, yesterday at the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, oral arguments in a case involving a law in South Dakota that requires doctors to tell pregnant women seeking abortion that the procedure would terminate a life and could cause them depression. There's been some medical evidence on that. That is now before the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. It's called informed consent. I mean, when you go and have surgery, you normally have the doctors tell you what the risks are. I've got our resident medical doctor, also a law student here at Regent University, Kim Schaffner, in the studio. And Kim, this idea of informed consent, I mean, you practice medicine for 30 years. I mean, this is part of what your obligations were.
That's correct.
What about a situation like this when you've got on an abortion procedure, you've got a law that's the 8th Circuit is now reviewing, South Dakota law saying, look, doctors tell the pregnant woman a couple of things. One, the risks of the abortion procedure itself, obviously, and that it would involve the termination of a life, and there are studies that show that it does lead to depression, all of which is fairly documented. Would this be the normal thing? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a physician's duty to inform his patient of all the possible complications of a procedure. And quite frankly, if those are known complications, then I believe a physician has a duty to acknowledge those.
So you would say it's an affirmative duty on the physician's part?
I would agree that that's exactly the case.
So folks, this is, you know, some of these cases that are coming up, when you cut through and get the facts, it's a normally accepted medical practice, or it's a normally accepted part of medical procedure to do informed consent. But what they're trying to do is have the rules changed because it's abortion. So this is gives you the whole idea of the overview. But if you take a look at what's going on right now with the situation in Sarasota, Florida, with Planned Parenthood and their $8 million bond offering, backing up an abortion clinic for Planned Parenthood. You've got the president now having to veto this legislation on stem cell, and we're going to have to fight very aggressively to keep that in place. It's going to be a very, very close fight on the stem cell issue. And then couple it with now the 8th Circuit having to review a South Dakota law that simply requires doctors to tell pregnant women seeking abortion, look, the procedure will terminate the life of the unborn child, and it could cause depression, which is
medical fact. These are the kind of things that still have to go to court. So it tells you the nature of this, folks. This is why, as this veto comes very, very close now, we're going to need your help. And we've heard from over 75,000 of you. We really need people to stand with us
on
this.
Folks, all you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Take a stand for life here. We have a major fight going on in Washington, D.C., in the Senate and the House now with the veto that the president, of course, said he will authorize. But, folks, it's a bigger battle than that. It's a battle for the minds of the American people who right now support embryonic stem cell research, and the problem being they don't understand what it is. And that's why we need you to join with us. We're trying to educate you on the program this week. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Steve's calling from Wyoming on line four. Steve, welcome to JSecio Live.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I had two comments and a question. One is, yes, the president should veto that bill on stem cell research. It's appalling that what they're doing down in Sarasota, Florida, using taxpayer money for this. But my question is, don't you think it's part of a bigger problem that who in Washington is defending the Constitution? The Democrats are fighting for their ideology. Republicans are fighting for theirs. We got Nancy Pelosi engaging in what looks like anarchist activity.
I'll tell you who's fighting for the Constitution of the United States. We are. And that's why I started the broadcast out today by saying specifically what the Constitution of the United States gives to the president as far as the authority to veto a bill, because there's a lot of discussion about that. And this is what it says in Article 1, Section 7, Clauses 2 and 3. Every bill which shall have been passed by the House of Representatives and the Senate shall be, before it becomes a law, be presented to the President of the United States. If he approves, he shall sign it. But if not, he shall return it with his objections to that house in which it shall have originated, who shall enter the objections at large on their journal and proceed to reconsider. If after such reconsideration, two-thirds of that house shall agree to pass the bill, it shall be sent together with the objections to the other house, by which it shall also be reconsidered. And if approved by two-thirds of that house, it shall become a law. But in all such cases, the votes of the houses shall be determined by yeas and nays. So in other words, two-thirds required to override. The president has the authority to veto. This is what the Constitution of the United States says.
And let me tell you, folks, here's where we're at in the Senate vote. 63 yeas, 34 nays. We have one senator, Tim Johnson from South Dakota, a Democrat, who is not voting because of his medical condition. Of course, that stroke he suffered. He does not count in the vote, which means it's 99 really active senators you have right now. That takes the number for a veto override down from 67 to 66. Right now, including in that vote are two Democrats who did not vote, who were not able to get to the vote, Mary Landrieu and Chris Dodd. If they voted, that number would be 65. They said they both support the embryonic stem cell research. This means Harry Reid and the rest of the Democratic majority and the others that support embryonic stem cell research from the Republican side as well, and there's a whole bunch of Republicans that did as well, are looking for that one extra vote in the Senate that would be able to override the veto. The House, a little bit of a different situation, a little bit bigger of a margin, but still, the House moves and swings and shifts, and if they look at the polls of the American people right now, and we're not able to change the minds of people, which we need you to do when you talk to your friends and family, this is going to be a hard thing to make sure that we keep this ban on embryonic stem cell research.
Veto could come any day now once the bill is presented to the president. 877-989-2255 for you to add your name to this petition to protect life. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, I want to set the record very clear on this. When we're talking about an embryonic stem cell transfer and we're talking about the human embryo, Kim, you're a medical doctor. What exactly are we talking about here? What is the human embryo?
Human embryo is a union of egg and sperm. That union produces a cell which is human life, full chromosomal complement, and embryonic stem cell research requires the destruction of that embryo, destruction of life.
And you can't make it any simpler than that, folks. We're trying to get down to what this really is. You got the full chromosomal complement. It is the destruction. The process itself is what causes the destruction. And you described that briefly yesterday. For people that are, because people are seeing, in one hand, we talk about these frozen embryos becoming snowflake children, where they actually are then implanted into the womb of a mother. the child develops fully and becomes a fully grown child. We've got an 8-year-old, you know, basically from originating from the frozen embryo on the one hand, but then the destruction of the embryo itself from the procedure. What happens there, Kim?
The stem cells, which are in the inside of the embryo, are harvested, are taken from the embryo itself, and that process then destroys the embryo.
So there you have it, folks. We couldn't make it any simpler than that. That is the basics of the technology. That's what we're talking about. And it's your taxpayer dollars going to be utilized to destroy human life. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. At the same time, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals having to decide whether a informed consent law is constitutional because it's abortion. Again, it's that abortion distortion factor. And then Sarasota, Florida, passing an $8 million bond offering for the building of a 22,000 square foot abortion clinic in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, that's what happened. Again, an $8 million bond, but I think even the bigger story here is how big, a massive 22,000 square foot abortion facility paid for with a county bond, and the county commission authorized it in Sarasota, Florida. If you're in Sarasota over the weekend, check out this story and give us a call next week. If you can't call us today on the program, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We want to hear from you. What do the people of Sarasota think about this? Let's go right to the phones. Oh, a lot of calls coming into the program. Sharon's calling from Washington on line 4. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I really appreciate what you're doing. I just wanted to comment on the large biotech corporations that are copywriting genes, and they actually want to make cell lines with specific defective genes so that researchers will buy them, because in the medical academic field, they want specific cell lines, for example, genes with cystic fibrosis.
But they're making absolutely no money on embryonic stem cell because there is no indication whatsoever that it's produced a cure for anything. Believe me, if it was, remember, embryonic stem cell research is not illegal. It's just a question of federal funding of it. The medical companies can do the research if they want to. They haven't decided to go there. They've gone to the adult stem cells and the umbilical cord stem cells because they've showed real promise.
Well, in states like California that have authorized state funding for embryonic stem cell research, that's exactly what they had to get to even do the research with state funding, because the private corporations would not get behind embryonic stem cell research just because financially it wasn't worth the money. The research is in the adult stem cells.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break. We're getting ready to go to the break. Folks, you go to your phones right now as we go to the break. Also, updated information available, ACLJ.org. We'll keep you posted as all of this continues to develop. We've got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to get to as many of those as we can when we come back from the break. But you go to your phones as we go to a break. 877-989-2255. One vote in the Senate. In order to preserve a veto when the president issues it, we need to show 100,000 people outraged on this and encouraging the Senate to not override that veto, to make sure it stays in place. 877-989-2255. You can also get updated information or sign up online, thousands of you had, at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Logan.
And I'm Chili.
And we're excited to talk to you about LoganShow.com. You might be saying, I was there yesterday. Well, you know what? Something has changed.
Yes. We are constantly taking it from amazing to ridiculously amazing.
That's true. We update the site every day. And you might be saying, Logan, you know, what else is so good about LoganShow.com? Well, how about now that you can watch brand new and old episodes of The Logan Show on demand right on your computer? You can watch The Logan Show 48 times a day if you really wanted to. However, I don't encourage it.
And I know you Chili fans have been wanting to ask me some questions. Well, guess what? Now there's an Ask Chili Q&A page.
That's not all. You can enter to win Logan's iPod.
Sir, who are you?
Gotta go.
Okay. Also, there's a Logan Show fan quiz and our new interactive forum where me, Chili, and all of you Logan Show fans can talk. Yes, you are not alone.
I sit at my computer all day hitting refresh, just hoping for someone to talk to. So please, come by for the experience of a lifetime, and so Chili is not lonely.
Come see me and Chili at LoganShow.com.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
The rings of Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
One 800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110, and we're taking your calls on a variety of topics. By the way, we're going to be probably broadcasting from Washington in the middle of next week, going up there to deal with some of these very same issues that we're dealing with. Very, very significant fights, and keep you again updated. Go to aclj.org. We're going to get as many calls as we can, so let's go right to the phones.
Again, 1-800-684-3110. Tim is calling from Indiana on line 5. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, hi. Jay, the destruction here of these human embryos, can't the Nuremberg Code be played into this? I mean, shortly around 1947, the U.S. and other countries signed this treaty. It basically states you cannot use humans for scientific research.
Well, and, you know, I've looked at that, actually, because I think that there is a direct corollary. You know, a lot of countries don't allow this kind of research because of that. And there's concern that if, in fact, you have a situation where you've got experimentation here on a human embryo, that that's exactly what you're doing with. I want to throw that to our medical doctor, Kim Schaffner. Kim, this whole issue of how do you define the embryo as far as a life, a potential life, all of that comes into play. What's the most medical view on that?
Well, if we go to the simplest reduction of the issue, an embryo has a full chromosomal complement of every individual walking around today. There are many respectable individuals who, good scientists, who debate when human life begins. But really, from the very basic start, when you get an egg and a sperm together, you get the full chromosomal complement, you have basically human life.
So I would say, you know, I think the Nuremberg Code should be looked at in all this. But again, here's the issue. This is going to have our taxpayer dollars going to this. Understand, that's what's really at stake here. It's going to be our taxpayer dollars funding this. There's no prohibition right now on human embryonic stem cell research being conducted in the United States. There's no law that prohibits it. This is now going to allow for my taxpayer dollars and yours to be used for that, which I object to strenuously. And if you join me in that objection, we want to hear from you. 877-989-2255. This is to join this petition. We're going to get to that 100,000 goal, which we need for Drew Ryan in our government affairs office. 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition to protect life, or aclj.org.
Dean's calling from Arizona on line 3. Dean, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dean. Hey, Dean, you're on the air. All right, let's go to Tammy, who's calling on line 6 from California. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
I have a question. Who governs the embryos when they're frozen in the IVF lab?
Who governs it? You know, in other words, usually it's a contractual relationship with the individual laboratory. Is that right, Kim? Yeah, that's right. He's telling me that I'm correct on that. There are individual laboratories that do that control these. I'm not a scientist by any stretch of the imagination. So, to me, the whole idea that you can freeze something and then bring it back to life is science. But is that? Let's explain that a little bit, because people have asked that question. If it's frozen, how is it still alive? How does all that work?
An embryo that is frozen is in essentially suspended animation. This is an issue of property law versus family law, which is still being duked out in the courts. And quite frankly, we don't have a good, solid answer to that question.
Yeah, so, you know, the legal issue of who owns it, how's it controlled, is not, as Kim said, it's not been resolved by the courts. But the frozen embryo is frozen in a dormant state, but it's still life, as you see, because of the children. I want to play the clip that we had the other day, if we have that clip available, from one of the mothers. This is the mother of the child that was a frozen embryo, implanted into this mother, grew to full term, is now 8 or 9 years old. Let me play that clip for you.
We all get pictures of our children before they transfer them into our womb. And I actually have two pictures. One was the day of thaw, and then one was the day of transfer. And this was outside my body, and the doctor told me that my daughter had gone to her next stage of development outside of my body. which is called compaction, where all the cells are moving to one side and a fluid-filled sac is forming.
You notice she said her daughter, because that child is now 8 years old. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here, folks, and it's very, very close. Now, I've been in touch with the White House. The president has issued statements saying that they are going to veto this, and that's in large part because of the efforts of good people like you that are saying that they're going to stand with us. This is not a Republican and Democrat issue because there are Republicans and Democrats on both sides of this. So this is why, when it comes down to the vote here, do we have any indication yet, Jordan, from the senators, especially the two Democratic senators, what they're going to do on the veto?
Both have said, and it's Bob Casey from Pennsylvania, but a newly elected senator from Pennsylvania, Democrat, and Ben Nelson from Nebraska, both who have said they're pro-life in the past, have voted pro-life in the past votes. And they have both said, coming out of both their offices, that they will not support a veto override. Now, things change. They say, you know, most of their comments are, I see no indication that I would support an override. Ben Nelson came out very strong and said, absolutely not. Bob Casey said no indication that he would support an override. He doesn't support this. He thinks it's destruction of life. So it doesn't look that way, but that doesn't take away from some of the Republicans on this issue. There are some well-known Republicans, folks, who supported embryonic stem cell research. One who's running for president right now, John McCain from Arizona, supported it, as well as Senator Burr from North Carolina, Collins, Cochran, Alexander from Tennessee, and the list goes on. Warner from Virginia. There are a lot of Republicans. That's not all of them, folks. Of course, only two Democrats voted against this.
But those two Democrats were key to the success so far. When this goes to a veto and then to an override, that's going to be the key here. Let's try to grab one or two more calls back in right now.
John's calling from Arizona on line one. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, you know, these guys are so down on conservatives because they like to call us, liken us to Nazis. Well, we need to be more aggressive to them and talk about their genocide and the fact that they are practicing eugenics, and I mean specifically accuse them directly of eugenics to show just who is really like the Nazis.
Well, I said yesterday on the broadcast, you know this, if you listen to the broadcast yesterday, I said these are Nazi-esque-like practices, in my view. I just don't like where this is, and I don't like where it's going. And then it's the two aspects of this that concern me so much. So, John, we've got to keep speaking out. That's why we've got to speak out in Washington. We've got to speak out on the airwaves. We've got to walk the halls of Congress. We've got staff that's doing exactly that.
Let's go right back to the phones. Christy is calling from Indiana on line three. Christy, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to say, Jay, I love what you're doing, and I pray for you.
Thank you.
And listen, I realize this might sound a little odd at first. While I agree and support the total, you know, standing up for against the abortion, which I am a born again Christian, do not believe in abortion.
Right.
But I also am a homeschool mother. And I wasn't always. I wasn't always a Christian. And
right.
So I do know what goes on in a public school. While I don't want to see my tax dollars going for abortion, I do feel that why not take it a step farther and get our tax dollars away from the indoctrination.
Yeah, and you know the difficulty is this, and you know this, because the Supreme Court has said you can't opt out of the tax system just because you disagree with a legislative enactment or a funding measure, that the way to do that is to exercise your right to vote. So the way our republic is set up, the way our government is set up, the way you do that, even when you disagree, we're a country, it's the rule of law applies, so you got to pay the tax, but you voice your opinion and try to get the law changed. That's what we have to do. And you have to do that in the courts, you have to do that in the courts of public opinion, you have to do those in the hallways of Congress, you got to do it if you're in Sarasota, Florida, that story we talked to you about at the beginning of this broadcast with an $8 million bond issue to build an abortion clinic by Planned Parenthood. You have to have your voice heard. And I put all these stories to your attention today, folks, so that you know what we're having to deal with here. It is really, really outrageous.
Let's try to get one more call. Susan is calling from Florida on line one. Susan, very quickly.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jay. I appreciate what you're doing and bringing this to our attention. I live right next to Sarasota because I'm in Bradenton. And I'm shocked that taxpayers' money is going towards building this, But then on the other hand, I'm not surprised because they had an abortion clinic there before.
Yeah, but it's the difference is this time the Sarasota County authorities issued a bond offering to build a 22,000-square-foot abortion clinic. Get your friends in Sarasota to speak to their county officials or get new county officials. It's outrageous in my view. Hey, folks, we're out of time. You go to your phones as we close the broadcast out. 877-989-2255. We want you to make a stand for life here as we fight for this presidential veto and to make sure it stays in place. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But you call us at 877-989-2255 and stand for life.